was thinking about this talk, I was just kept thinking about the quote from our Secretary of Defense, which was Donald Rumsfeld, when he's talking about terrorism. And he said, there are things we know, there's things we know we don't know, and there's things we don't know that we don't know. So I think this presentation falls within the things we know, and the things we know we don't know. But I'm very fortunate to be working with Dr. Eileen Kladivko at Purdue, and we're sort of teaming up to work on the impacts of water table dynamics and how that may affect the redox potential and some maybe potential denitrification. For those of you who are not as familiar with tile drainage as others, tile drainage is a very common agricultural water management practice because it lowers the water table, and but it really does influence the hydrology in the field and water movement. And it is seasonally, but it improves the crop growth and yield because it allows there's in the lower portions of the field the low oxygen conditions can inhibit plant growth, as well as it also allows farmers to get in the field earlier. We use tile drainage in flat to depressional topography, and it's common in soils that has a hydrologically limiting layer, like a frangipane in the case of this soil, but other limiting layers of dense till and high clay. It's also used in slowly permeable soils, and is most common where we have in areas where you have excess precipitation greater than ET. So some of the water quality effects, it's good because it increases infiltration, which decreases runoff and sediment loss, and so it limits runoff of some pesticides and phosphorus, but it also may lead to losses of more mobile compounds like nitrate through the tile drainage water. So the objectives of this paper is to determine the water table dynamics related to rainfall and tile drain spacing. We're going to try to quantify the duration of the water table and identify the tile drainage spaces where we'd have some potential for denitrification. The site is located in southern Indiana, southeast Indiana. It's on a very flat landscape with loess over Illinois and till, and there's a paleosol in Illinois and till, which is hydraulically limiting, and above the Illinois and till is also a frangipane, so we have two water-restricted horizons in this soil. A nice photo of it showing the gray soil. It indicates that in at least before it was drained, it was poorly drained. The clay ranged from 10% in the surface to around 24% in the BT. And notice also that the carbon is very low in this soil. It's 0.7% in the surface. And these soils are commonly referred to by the locals as the buttermilk flats because they're very light colored and they're very flat and they're very wet. This is some hydraulic conductivity data that Dr. Kladivko had in a previous study, but I just wanted to give you some background that this is, you know, fairly permeable soil in the, at least in the surface in the E horizon, so water can move to the tile drains. And the tile drains were 4-inch perforated drain tubes. There was no sock or filter on it. The depth is 75 to 90 centimeters, and there are four spacings of tiles on this field, a 5, a 10, 20, and 40 meter. And this is a sort of a schematic of the plots showing the four drain spacings. And we sort of consider the 40 meter as undrained control, even though there is some impact of the of lowering of the water table. It's probably very close to what it was like prior to drainage. So we have wells and piezometers in these in near each of the tile drain spacings. The wells are a meter and a half deep, and they're spaced at 0.5, 1, and 2.5 meters from the tile. And in the case of the 5-meter spacing, the 2.5 is at the midplane. But with on all of the tile drain spacings, they all have the 0.5, 1, 2.5, But at the spacings with greater distances, we have 5, 10, and 20 meter wells, and that really depends on the mid-plane distance. The piezometers are at variable depths and distances, but we haven't looked at the data for the piezometers for this paper. We have a lot of data. We have 10 years of manual data, and then we have some limited automated hourly measurements for the year 2007. So if you go to Eileen's poster tomorrow, she has some evidence that suggests that tile drainage has improved through the years, because she measures the outflow from the tiles, and it seems to be increasing over the years, across the years. So I decided to look at the water table data to see if we see a trend from 96, is on the x-axis, from 96 to 2006, and this is the depth, with zero being the soil surface. Although there's a lot higher data here on the year of 96, this is really just because we collected a lot more data during 1996, because we were trying to catch some of these rainfall events and look at the drawdown curves. Really across the years, we didn't really see a trend. This is the half meter tile at the 5 meter tile spacing, 1 meter from 10. And this is just a sampling I looked at all of them, and there were no trends, but I want to give you an idea of what the data look like. Really, when looking at the yearly data, there was no surprise that it indicated there's improved drainage closer to the tile in all years. And the variability in the free water measurements increased with distance from the tile. So further from the tile, the likelihood of catching the water higher at a shallower depth was greater. And there was really no trends due to the infrequent manual measurements. So one of the questions we also wanted to answer is, how does the drawdown curve behave with different tile spacings? So in this figure, this is a half meter well, and these are the tile drain spacings of 5, 10, and 20. So there's a half meter well that's near this 5 meter tile drain spacing, 10 and 20. And what we see is that the 5 meter and 10 meter are basically the same, even though there's a little bit of separation here. Most of the values were the same, because this is basically a table looking at the difference between the 5 meter spacing and 10 and the 5 meter and 20. But there was a 22 centimeters difference of the average values between the 5 and 20 meter. And also mentioned that the values that were greater than 70 centimeters were omitted to calculate these, because once the water table got below 70, there was really no outlet for it, so we didn't feel like that was a justified to compare influences of a tile when we're below the tile. Looking at the wells 1 meter from the tiles at different spacings, we began to spread out a little bit more of the water table depths, and numerically the 5 and 10 did not show any difference in the average readings, but the difference between the 5 and the 20 again was beginning to widen. And then the 2.5 meters, we had eight centimeters difference between the 5 and the 10. But this is also at the midplane of the 5 meter tile spacing, so we have the potential for water to go both ways at this midplane. So that could have had some impact on this 8 centimeter value. But again, we're still 24 centimeters if you compare the 5 meter from the 20 meter spacing. And this is, we've lost the 5 meter tile spacing because we've got to a greater distance. So now comparing the 10 and 20 meter spacing, the 20 meter spacing is 26 centimeters above the 10 meter spacing. So it's showing that the water table's impacted less at distance from the tile with increased tile spacings. Now this is another, looking at the half, 1, and 2.5 meter wells on the 5 meter spacing compared to the 20-meter well at 40-meter spacing. And really the major point here is that this soil really did need to be drained to be to increase the productivity. Lots of values that are at the surface. But so the difference between the half meter and the 1 is 5 centimeters, half meter and the 2.5 is 10, and the half meter and the 20 is 73 centimeters. So we also wanted to look at the drawdown curves and how this water table, what was the shape of the water table near the tile drain. And so we took a couple of rainfall events from this data where we had collected daily readings in 1996. And what we see, we have, this is day one, and the x-axis is distance from the tile. Here's a zero and out to 20 meters. And notice that this line is dashed because this is not part of the continuous plot. This is from the plot of the 10 meter or 20 meter tile spacing. So the shape, the curve decreases fairly rapidly at the tile in day one, same as day two, begins to flatten out with day three is the yellow, and then day four is the blue, and then we get a small rainfall event that increase, this is a 15 millimeter rainfall event that where the water table comes back up, which it's roughly the same shape as the drawdown curve when it's wetting back up, which I thought was fairly interesting. And then you look at day eight, it's back down again. Another event where we had a lot of data. This is a very steep drawdown right near the tile, and flattens out in day one. Day two continually drops. So this is just another figure to illustrate how what the water table would look like. So we get to some of our hourly data. This is very busy, I understand, but the good thing, the point here is that you can really see when you get a rainfall event. This is a rainfall on the secondary y-axis, and illustrated in the bars. This is the depth to the water free water. The blue is a half meter from the tile. the red 2.5, and the black is 10. And so you see these, when you get the rainfall events, the wells respond usually within the hour from the data we've seen. And so very rapid response and the water table drops fairly rapidly at least in the upper part. So I took the data from December the 1st until April the 21st and looked at the duration. How long was the water table at a given depth in relation to the distance from the tile? So we have the three 10-meter plots, or 10-meter tile spacings. We're looking at half, 1, and 2.5 meters from the tile. Above, shallower than 30 centimeters, the water was there for 5 hours, shallower than 30. Look at 30 to 60, it's 39 hours, increases to 23, 53. And then when you get to this closer tile spacing, at the same 2.5 meter a distance, it's only there for 9 hours. So really illustrating that these closer spacings are decreasing the water table durations. And at 20 meters, we're at 479 hours in 1327. So obviously we'd probably get some denitrification in this spacing, less likely this 5 and 9 hours for a whole spring. I really doubt we would get denitrification. Plus the organic carbon is very low, it's 0.7%. So we need both of those to drive the redox. Last couple of slides. This is one intense rainfall event. It's 2 days, and each tick is an hour. So this is about a half inch rain. As soon as we get this half inch rain, the wells indicate that the water spikes up. There's really not much difference in the height between the half, 1 and 2.5. What's different is how the water drains out of the soil, and so we really see the impact of the water table there. And when the well is 10 meter from the tile, it goes up and stays up during the rainfall event. And this is almost the same amount of rainfall, except it occurs over a 24-hour period very slowly, so this is a very slow rainfall. So what this illustrates is at the half and the 1 meter, the it rises a little, but basically the outflow of the tile is about equal to the rainfall rate, and so it never really rises. As you get a little bit further away from the tile, the water seems to come to higher or shallower depths and stays up there during this really slow event. So conclusions, really from our manual well measurements, we didn't see an increase in drainage across the years, although see Eileen's poster tomorrow afternoon, or you're there from 10 to 12, and you'll see some data there. The water table depth in 2.5 meters from the tile seemed to be impacted by tile spacing in all wells. The hourly data indicated response in wells within an hour of the rainfall event, and it depends on the magnitude of the event as what the magnitude of the water table rise is. And we can sort of say that between 20 and 40 meters, the 20 and 40 meter tile spacings have a greater potential for water table durations that would lead to denitrification. But Dr. Klitivko and I we're continuing to work on this, and this is sort of our first cut at it, but we hope to begin to understand some of these relationships.